hits from yesterday and today. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Back at SUNY Delhi tonight, it's the Section 4 Class D Girls Basketball Semifinals. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you once again, and it's time for our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, as our first game tonight will be Oxford taking on Southern Cayuga in the Class D semifinals. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Coach, it feels like we never even left from last night. We're back here again for two more exciting games.
Yeah, it seems like just a couple minutes ago we were wrapping up the second game on the evening.
Yeah, this is a quick turnaround, and we also want to let you know that we will be giving you updates tonight from the Section 4 Class C girls games featuring Unitego and Union Springs as well as Delhi and Moravia. The 6 o'clock game there will be the Delhi Bulldogs taking on Moravia. And it's I want to say to all our listeners, it's always tough this time of year to know where to go. We try to fit in all our teams and give the best coverage that we can. And so we decided to come here tonight, but we want to get you those updates as well. But what an exciting time of year, Coach. When you get this far in the season, for you, you've been this far as a coach. Does it feel, like everything hinges on this one game, like your season will be a success or a failure?
Well, I think, of course, everybody wants to win, but you feel a little bit of kind of a different pressure because it's win or go home. And there's a lot of pressure. Like, I think you feel the pressure more before the game, in practice, leading up to the game, on the bus ride over here. But then as soon as the ball goes up, all that kind of goes away and you just play. And like you said, you've had a heck of a season if you've got this far. Everybody wants to win, but if you got to the sectional semifinal, you had a pretty good year.
Pretty good year. I agree. Well, we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back and set you up for this as it's 2-seed Oxford taking on 3-seed Southern Cayuga, and the nightcap game will be 4-seed Worcester taking on the top-seeded Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Back to the action with Nate Lull on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Exciting that we get a chance to cover Oxford here in the Class D bracket. It's been a couple of years since they've been down in D. Certainly excited, but Greg, we know that Southern Cayuga is always a quality opponent. We saw it with the boys last night, and they always play a great schedule.
Yeah, they come from a difficult conference, the IAC. They're 17-5 this year. All five of their losses have come to state-ranked Class C schools, three times to number one Union Springs and two times to number 11 Moravia, and both of those teams are playing tonight at TC3.
We're going to pause for the national anthem here on the Butler Auto pregame show, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
And welcome back. Let's get you the starting lineups here tonight. First for the Southern Cayuga Chiefs and longtime head coach Ed Heslop. They start with senior number 5, Ellie Brozon, a sophomore. This is the girl to watch tonight, number 11, Charlie Bennett. A junior number 14, Circe Perez. A sophomore number 15, Emily Prince. And a junior number 23, Nora McCarthy. Coach, what a young team. They should be good for a couple of years to come here.
Yeah, only one senior in the starting lineup and only two seniors on the entire roster.
On the other side for Chris Palmer, head coach, and the Oxford Blackhawks, they start with number one, a senior, Naomi Smith. Also a senior, number 2, Kayla Kelsey Jones. A senior, number 3, Madeline Barrows. A senior, number 10, Ella Kelsey. And a sophomore, number 30, Tegan Mann Warren. And so we are getting all set to go here. The crowd continuing to file in. Oxford, being the 2 seed, is in the home white uniforms with the red and the black trim. Says Oxford in red lettering across the front of the uniform. Pretty much the opposite for Southern Cayuga. They're in the road, red uniforms, the white trim. Says Southern Cayuga in white lettering across the front of the uniform. Coach, interesting, these two teams had a scrimmage with each other to start the season. So you wonder, you know, what did they show each other in that early season showing?
Well, I would think, knowing that there was a possibility that you might play each other down the line, that you probably didn't reveal all your cards in your hand. But it's good to play against a team that maybe you normally don't play against, just to see, you know, how you match up with them, what their style of play is. So I'm sure they took something away from that, but I'm sure they didn't show all their cards.
Well, I know that both teams are excited and ready to be here, and of course, our game after this will be Worcester and Cherry Valley Springfield, which is set to be a great game as well. We did that game on the radio during the regular season, and Cherry Valley won by 9, so should be a good one in the nightcap as well. All right, just want to thank all our special sponsors tonight as well, including Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, Shandello Freddo Credit Union in Franklin, the Bassett Healthcare Network, as well as Gallery 321 of Oxford. We'll be recognizing several of our special sponsors throughout the two broadcasts here tonight. All right, getting ready for the opening jump here. It'll be Circe Perez for the Chiefs and Kayla Kelsey Jones here for the Oxford Blackhawks. And the Chiefs will win the opening tip. Goes right to Charlie Bennett, takes it to the rim, missed the left-handed layup, and now here is Madeline Barrows with a rebound. Barrows down the left side of the floor, wants to take it to the interior. We'll go to Ella Kelsey. Good drive here by Kelsey, and the floater is too strong. Rebound for the Chiefs.
Looks like Southern Cayuga opened there in man-to-man defense.
Southern Cayuga with the basketball, and Oxford's brought a good student section here. They're chanting defense. We're going to have a foul underneath on the left low block here on Oxford. We'll be on Madeline Barrows in the early going, just 30 seconds in. And we will have some updates for you tonight as well from Delhi and Moravia in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball semifinals. That game is out at TC3 tonight. First shot at the line is up and good for Emily Prince. And Coach Palmer here is...
I think he's questioning the foul call. I was surprised when it was on 3. I almost wrote it down for number 2.
Yeah, so they've put 3 up on the board, and Coach Palmer asked for some clarification there, but it's going to stay on Madeline Barrows, and that certainly could be tough. We'll see how that plays out down the stretch here. Traveling violation on Oxford. The second foul shot was a miss, And then in transition, Manmorin shuffled their feet. So a 1-0 lead for the Chiefs as we are 30 seconds in here.
Oxford with a little man-to-man full-court press.
Ball knocked away. Southern Cayuga will get it in the backcourt now and look to bring it down the floor. Some pressure coming from Oxford. Looks like the Chiefs are able to beat it over the top here with Brozon. Tries to go across, and knocked away by Kelsey Jones. Back out for Brozon. Straight away for her. Steps through the defense. Little up and under shot is no good. Rebound opportunity is scooped up by the Blackhawks. And an outlet pass to Madeline Barrows. Barrows in the backcourt. We'll bring it forward here for Oxford as they go left to right to start off this game. Barrows into the paint. Her shot is up and good for Madeline Barrows.
Very nice drive there. Under control. Good finish.
Southern Cayuga goes over the top of the press. So 2-on-1 if they can hurry, and they'll score on the breakaway with Ellie Brozon. And that gives Southern Cayuga a 3-2 lead over Oxford with 6.5 to go in this first quarter here tonight on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Oxford to the left side, Barrows for three. That one is too much, and it rolls out of bounds off the miss, and it's going to go back to the Chiefs. 6:20 to go in this first quarter, and it is Southern Cayuga leading 3-2. Live from SUNY Delhi here tonight, we're glad to bring you this Section 4 Class D contest. Chiefs down the left side of the floor, and this is Charlie Bennett, lost control of it. It rolls out of bounds, but will stay with Southern Cayuga.
Unfortunate break there for Oxford. I thought you could have called a carry there on Bennett, but Oxford deflected it out of bounds.
Southern Cayuga looking to get it in on the baseline with McCarthy. Floats one up top, and it's tapped away. Here comes Ella Kelsey with a steal. Kelsey going coast to coast, misses the left-handed layup. Rebound for the Chiefs with Charlie Bennett. Bennett down the left side of the floor. She wants to take it to the rim, but lost control of it. Ball sails out of bounds. And going back to Oxford. 2 minutes in, Coach, both teams getting to the rim but having trouble finishing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that the ball's slippery or they're just a little nervous or, you know, different venue, but they both seem to be not handling the ball to the best of their ability.
Oxford in transition. They beat the press. And Kelsey Jones is fouled and will head to the line with 5:50 to go in this first quarter. A student section loud and in charge here for the Oxford Blackhawks. They played here for the MAC Volleyball Championship back in the fall and brought a great student section, very similar, and should help give them a boost here tonight, I would think. They were successful winning the MAC Volleyball Championship here on this floor just a couple months ago. Blackhawks to the line. First shot is off the mark and no good. Second one coming.
I don't understand the color that they're wearing in the student section. That doesn't look like the Blackhawks.
Well, it looks like construction worker night, I would say, over there. Maybe neon of some kind. Second shot for Kelsey Jones was a miss. A rebound for Oxford. Also won't go down. And then an over-the-back call on Naomi Smith. 5:50 to go in this first quarter. 3-2 our score. Chiefs will get it back. And Southern Cayuga will work it in with Charlie Bennett in the backcourt. Bennett ahead for Perez. And it's picked off at midcourt. We'll go to Madeline Barrows. She tries to take it to the interior, and it's a block. And now the Chiefs will sprint back down the floor, crossing the Delhi logo. Breakaway layup, and this one is short for Southern Cayuga. A rare miss there from Charlie Bennett, who's one of their leading scorers. A rebound for Ella Kelsey, and then she's tied up and fouled. With 5.5 to go in the first quarter, Southern Cayuga leading 3-2. And so the Blackhawks is going to go to the bench. They will bring in Ava Benjamin here. And this is one thing about Oxford, a deep team, and they can go to the bench and bring in a lot of different players. We'll see how that goes into tonight's game.
I think one of their strengths is their overall team quickness. They're very quick.
Barrows to the right side. Wants to take it to the interior. Had it poke checked away, and then a traveling violation here on Benjamin, giving it back to the Chiefs.
On this full court press here that they're going to pull off at the moment, but what they were doing is they were playing the inbounder, and then when the ball was inbounded, the defender would go double team and trap for a minute until they reversed it back to the inbounder. But they pulled the press off here and are settling in a 2-3 zone.
5:10 to go in the first quarter. Oxford girls trailing 3-2. The Chiefs throw it away, and it's going to go back to Oxford. Again, some more special sponsors tonight include Canal Street Hardware in Oxford, as well as Favors Home and Kitchens of Oxford. Barrows across midcourt now as Oxford goes left to right. A pull-up jumper from the foul line is too strong. Rebound for Barrows. Works one back out for Ella Kelsey. Her shot is off the mark. And a rebound for Southern Cayuga. In transition, Charlie Bennett, again a breakaway, tried to dish it off at the last minute and swatted out of bounds here by Madeline Barrows.
Really nice hustle there for her to get back. She read that the Southern Cayuga player was going to make a pass and deflected it out of bounds.
4:50 to go in the opening quarter. A low-scoring start to this one. It's 3-2. Chiefs with the ball. A left side three here is up off the rim. And then a rebound for Barrows, and we'll have a foul underneath. I believe on Southern Cayuga, yes. It will be on Prince.
For second.
So two on Prince with 4:40 to go in this first quarter. Oxford continuing to go to the bench. Abby Denz will come in, who has played some key minutes as a sophomore off the bench here for the Blackhawks. And so Oxford will bring it down the floor with Madeline Barrows. Ahead for Kelsey Jones. Trying to overhead pass for Denz through her fingertips and out of bounds. And again, Oxford just continuing to struggle to settle in here.
Well, same with Southern Cayuga. They've had a couple of transition opportunities where they lost control of the ball, went out of bounds. They had one just a couple possessions ago where they threw it out. So both teams trying to settle in.
Moravia girls leading Delhi 10-4 with about 3 minutes to go in the first quarter in that Class C game. Just an update for you there. Southern Cayuga with the ball. And Bennett will take it to the inside. Another left-handed layup that won't go down. Oxford in transition, and we'll have a foul on Southern Cayuga as that was Ava Benjamin trying to drive her way to the hoop. And it's been up and down action here, Coach, but both teams having trouble putting it in and putting some scores up on the board here. So 4:13 to go in the first, 3-2. Southern Cayuga on top of the Oxford Blackhawks.
But that was a really good call by the official there not to award the two shots because the foul definitely occurred on the floor.
Oxford will work it in. They go to Barrows on the right side. Into the paint, dishes one off down low, and they'll score this time with Kelsey Jones, her first bucket of the night.
Really nice assist there from Barrows.
Makes it Oxford 4 and Southern Cayuga 3 with 3:55 to go in the first quarter. Chiefs getting off a shot, and that one is too strong, and a rebound for Oxford's Madeline Barrows. Barrows across midcourt. We'll skip one into the corner. Here is Manwaren. Her shot cracks off the rim here into the corner. Scooped up by the Blackhawks. They'll keep it alive. Barrows to the left side. Dribble drive. Her shot again skims the rim, but a rebound for Oxford to keep it alive. Now into the corner. Denz with a long shot. That bounces off the rim. Second chance for Denz, and that one is good. Boy, four chances there.
Yeah, give a lot of credit to Manwaren there. She kept that ball alive. White.
So Oxford leads 6-3 with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Southern Cayuga with the ball going right to left. And here is Charlie Bennett. Tries to skip across the top of the defense. It's knocked out of there. Dribble drive for Ellie Brozon. Works one back to Bennett. Gets into the paint. Her shot again hits the rim twice and won't go down. Rebound for Barrows. Barrows in transition to the right side. Little stop and scoop and rolls off the front of the rim. And now a rebound for Southern Cayuga, and the track meet continues. Bennett pushing the pace into the paint. We got a charge here on Bennett as Kelsey Jones was able to set her feet there. And it's going to go back to the Oxford Blackhawks with 2:45 to go in this first quarter.
Great play there by Oxford to take the charge in the transition. Really got the bench excited over here.
Timeout's going to be taken by Southern Cayuga. 2:45 to go in the first. It's Oxford 6 and Southern Cayuga 3 on WCDO.
Beware the Ides of March.
But you don't have to worry at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge. They're celebrating all March long. Reuben's will be on the menu for the entire month, and every Saturday night will feature a pasta special. Every bun on the menu can be replaced with a fresh bagel from Everything Bagelry. Jerry's Inn is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day, March 13th and 14th, with a corned beef dinner special both days. And remember, Reubens are served all March long.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
And here we are out of the timeout. Oxford with the ball, a pass ahead for the Blackhawks at midcourt. Bats around, but gets into the hands of Madeline Barrows. Takes it to the interior. Her little up-and-under shot is partially blocked, but somehow Oxford holds back onto it. Ella Kelsey back in the game. Her floater, again, is tipped away by Southern Cayuga. Perez will slow it down and work it into the safe hands of Charlie Bennett. Bennett across midcourt to the right side. A three for Southern Cayuga. Misses the chance here, as that shot was short for Brozon, and another rebound for Madeline Barrows. Let's check in with Hannah B. How many rebounds for Maddie so far? Is that eight? Eight rebounds for Madeline Barrows. She's off to a hot start here for the Blackhawks. Dens with a bounce pass to find Ella Kelsey. A three for her. In and out. Rebound is a foul on Southern Cayuga, and it's going to be on Charlie Bennett. Is this her second, coach? I believe it is.
Yep. And it's going to be shooting as well, because it's the last foul was the fifth, but because of the offensive foul, they didn't shoot. But now they're over the limit. So for the last 2 minutes here, Oxford's going to shoot anytime there's a Southern Cayuga foul.
So this will send Tegan Manwaring to the line. Delhi girls trail 10-8 after the first quarter to Moravia out of TC3. So we're keeping you updated on that. Manwaring at the line, her first shot.
And it'll be interesting to see here what Southern Cayuga does with Bennett. Do you leave her in the game with two fouls?
Yeah, tough call early in this contest. Manwaring, no. 0-for-2, chasing down the rebound. Bennett goes down hard, chasing for that ball. Looks like it went out of bounds, and we'll go back to the Chiefs.
Foul on number 30. But only Oxford's third.
So a foul on Manwaring there. And Southern Cayuga will bring it back down the floor. Looking to get the offense going. They started off hot the first minute or so of the game, getting some early points, but since then it's been all Oxford here on the scoreboard. A pull-up jumper, hit the front of the rim, went down twice, and then bounced out. Back down the floor here for Ella Kelsey to the interior. Smith is blocked, and now we're going to have a jump ball. What'll keep it here with Oxford. Minute and a half to go in this first quarter. 6-3 is our score in the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals.
On this out-of-bounds play, Oxford's looking to get the ball to Barrows on the wing here.
And a deep three for her. Misses the chance. Bounces back out, and a rebound for Southern Cayuga. Two-on-one if they can hurry. They try to go coast-to-coast, and they score with Perez. The long rebound really worked out well there for the Chiefs. Minute 15 to go in the first. Oxford leads 6-5. Blackhawks bring it back down the floor. Again, going left to right. Barrows, pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint. The floater had too much mustard on it and won't go down. And a rebound for the Chiefs. Southern Cayuga in transition. Here is Charlie Bennett playing with those two fouls. One of the Chiefs' best players. Dishes one into the corner, and it's an air ball three. Rebounded by the Blackhawks. With 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Oxford leading 6-5. A pass back out. Kelsey Jones into the paint. Tries to muscle one up, lost control of it, and the Chiefs get a rebound, and we'll work it down the floor again with Charlie Bennett. Bennett slowing the pace, will come across the Broncos logo at midcourt. Coming off of a screen, dishes one into the breadbasket there of McCarthy, and then to the near side, but we'll have a kick on the Oxford Blackhawks. 26 seconds to go here in the first quarter, 6-5 our score. Oxford girls leading Southern Cayuga in the sectional semifinals for Class D here at SUNY Delhi tonight. Chiefs will look to get it in, and they do to Charlie Bennett. 10 on the shot clock, 22 on the game clock here for SC.
I don't know if they know the shot clock's at 7.
It's down to 5. They don't appear to know. Now they dish to the interior. Doesn't matter, as it's a steal by Madeline Barrows, who's off to a great start. A real stat sheet stuffer, I would say. 8 seconds left. Barrows down the right side into the paint. A bounce pass, tries to find Smith, intercepted by Bennett, and she gets a shot off at half court, but it's no good. First quarter in the books. Oxford leads Southern Cayuga 6-5. We'll be back with the second quarter on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second quarter. 6-5 is the score. Oxford girls on top. And again, if you're looking for a Delhi score update in the Class C bracket, they trail Moravia 10-8 as they start the second quarter out at TC3. Trying to do our best to provide updates on both games for you here. Chiefs have the ball in the red uniforms with the white trim to start the second quarter. Oxford's in the white uniforms with the red trim. Chiefs have it on the left side again as they go right to left. Working one back to Bennett. A long three for her is short, and a rebound for the Blackhawks. Outlet pass for Ella Kelsey. Kelsey flips it across the top of the defense, and now we'll work one back to Madeline Barrows. Into the paint, her jumper is short, rolls out of bounds, somehow kept in, though, at the last minute by Oxford, but then scooped up by Southern Cayuga.
Both teams having a hard time finding the bottom of the basket here.
Charlie Bennett across midcourt. Feels like a game that could be one of those first to 30 wins. Chiefs into the corner, again finding Bennett, trying to get her started here. Bennett with a cross-court pass, finding Brozon for three. Knuckleball off the side of the rim. Rebound for the Chiefs. They toss up a rebound opportunity. It won't go. Working back out. Brozon again. The shot is short. This time, Oxford with a rebound. But then stolen back by the Chiefs. Boy, it's a hot potato as Oxford steals it right back again. And an outlet pass for Barrows. And she finally is able to dish one ahead for Ella Kelsey. A bounce pass for Jones, and she scores.
I think somebody should check that ball for a foreign substance.
Holy smokes. It's bouncing all over the place, Coach. Oxford pushes the lead to 8-5 with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. To the interior. Bennett with a turnaround. No, because she traveled.
I do think both teams are having a little bit of challenge or a little difficulty with the several three-point lines that are on the floor. Getting several shots from beyond the three-point line. They didn't have any trouble getting them there, but beyond the college three-point line.
Have you noticed that in any of the games we've done here, Coach?
This is the first time I've noticed it, like that it's been an issue.
Southern Cayuga will get a steal at midcourt. And again for Bennett. Stops and pops at the foul line. And this one bounces off the back of the rim and rattles out. Ahead now for Madeline Barrows off the rebound for Oxford. Barrows takes it inside, blocked. Ball is loose, and the Chiefs will take it away. They've done a good job of keeping an eye on Barrows so far. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's 8-5. Brozon with the ball for the Chiefs. Stripped. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. Loose ball comes back to the Chiefs. They try a long three. That's no good. And Oxford will this time clean up the glass. Barrows ahead for Ella Kelsey. And to the far side, she finds Finch, who's into the game for the first time tonight. Back out for Barrows. Pulls her pass down. And now we'll go to Ella Kelsey, a runner in the paint. And that shot is short. Rebound, and again, Southern Cayuga looking to push. Bennett with a little drive to the hoop. This shot is off, and Madeline Barrows with a rebound. Barrows down the left side with Oxford leading 8-5. A pass ahead for Kelsey. Threw her hands out of bounds and going back to the Chiefs. And Coach, I would say Charlie Bennett has been running up and down. She's had some physical plays. It's been frustrating for her.
Yeah, and I think that she might be hurting a little. She seems to have a little limp here. I don't know if it's her knee or her hip or her ankle.
Well, she's been on the floor a couple of times fighting for loose balls.
And I saw Oxford, if the defender had slid over and set themselves there, could have picked up her third with the charge there, but it didn't call anything.
5:10 to go in the second quarter. Southern Cayuga with the ball. A pull-up jumper is good here for Kennedy McCarthy. Makes it back to a one-point game. 8-7. Oxford girls leading. Here is Madeline Barrows on the left side as Oxford goes left to right. Barrows down low. Her shot knuckleballs. Rebound for Kelsey Jones. That also won't go. And a rebound again here for Southern Cayuga. Ahead now for Bennett. Dribble drive for her. Stops and pops and hits this time. Shooter's touch there for Charlie Bennett. Her first points of the night. And Southern Cayuga jumps ahead 9-8 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter.
Ooh, that's her third.
Oh, and then she picks up the reach-in foul, as Coach said. And she's going to get a break now, as Coach Heslop's going to have to pull her out. Timeout's going to be taken by Oxford with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Southern Cayuga leading by a point, 9-8, and we'll be back on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream and our game audio archive are brought to you by SFCU. Some other of our special sponsors tonight include Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, as well as Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center in Sydney. And we can't forget Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Oxford and Sydney.
Same out-of-bounds play. They're going to try to get Madeline the ball out on the wing. See if she can operate in there.
Oxford works it in. They find Barrows at the left low block, and she's fouled. And Barrows will head to the line.
That's three on Emily Prince.
So two of their starters now, right, Coach, with three fouls?
And that play Oxford runs, they try to set a screen up there at the elbow for Madeline and try to get her open outside the three-point line on the wing. But then if she's covered, that whole side is cleared out, so she's able to cut in there.
Barrows misses the first shot. Update on the Delhi game. Delhi girls lead 15-14 with about 2 minutes to go in the second quarter out at TC3 tonight. And a second shot for Barrows is up and good.
Let's see if that free throw, seeing the ball go through the basket, gets her going a little bit here on offense.
So we're tied 9-9 between Southern Cayuga and Oxford with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Brozon for three, left it short. And Madeline Barrows with another rebound. She's really cleaning the glass tonight. Barrows to the interior. Tries to put up a shot, trying to draw some contact. Had two opportunities. Neither would go down. Barrows calling that she was getting hacked in there, but it's not going to matter if she doesn't get the call. And now back the other way, a foul on Oxford, as this was Emily Prince trying to take it to the rim. And that's going to be the foul on Barrows as well.
See, but that's the frustrating thing as a coach. Like, there was a lot of contact at the other end twice on her shot. No call. And then down here, I mean, there was a foul. Not questioning that, but.
First shot at the line for Prince. Won't go. And the second one coming here in a 9-9 ball game with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Prince settling in, and her shot is good. So Southern Cayuga leads 10-9, 3:50 to go in this second quarter. Barrows in the backcourt here.
Little three-quarter court, 1-2-2 press here for Southern Cayuga.
A pass to the interior for the Blackhawks. Another missed layup, and a rebound is pulled down by the Chiefs. Great looks for Oxford, but they just cannot finish in close. Pass to the interior, almost stolen here by Barrows, but the Chiefs come down with it. A layup opportunity is up off the glass. Won't go. Third chance, also a miss. Fourth chance for the Chiefs, and that can't find the mark. And finally, we'll have a jump ball. Coach, I can't say it any differently than this. Point blank layups are being missed by wide margins.
Yeah, I think in this instance, as a coach, I would say, hey, you got to find that square on the backboard, and you got to use the backboard. That's what it's there for. You don't have to just put it in right over the rim. Use the backboard, take the easy shot, and finish. See it all the way into the basket.
Barrows is in the backcourt here, directing traffic, quarterbacking the play. Oxford to the interior, rolls off the leg there of Naomi Smith out of bounds and goes back to the Southern Cayuga Chiefs. And the message from the Oxford bench has been, stay positive, keep fighting, possession at a time. as we have a low-scoring game with about 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. 10-9 the score. Southern Cayuga girls leading Oxford here in the sectional semifinals. Ball loose on the floor, and Madeline Barrows comes out of the shuffle with it. Barrows into the paint, steps through. Her shot won't go, and a rebound for the Chiefs. Brozon in transition. Brozon into the paint, throws a shot up off the glass. I mean, that was a line drive. And another rebound for Madeline Barrows. I will say she's not putting the ball in the hoop as much as we normally see, but rebounding-wise, she's got 12. Barrows to the interior for Ella Kelsey, and a foul there, and Kelsey's going to head to the line with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. And that's what the great ones do, right, Coach? They find a way to impact in different ways.
Find a way to impact the game. And I also think on both ends of the floor, there has been several occasions where the person with the ball has a claim to the basket, and they think that defenders are going to cut them off, so they're almost feel like I'm the figure skating judge. The degree of difficulty on the shots that we're seeing on some of them is pretty high. Like, let's just make a simple layup.
Halftime score, Delhi leads Moravia 17-15. So the 7th seed, Delhi Bulldogs, trying to make some noise in the sectional semifinals. Ella Kelsey to the line, 1 out of 2. And we're tied at 10 here, Coach, with 2.5 to go in the second quarter.
You got 2 touchdowns and a couple field goals.
Yeah. Chiefs back the other way, a pass to the interior. And a traveling violation on Southern Cayuga. Coach, I've seen it a few times tonight from the Chiefs. They'll just get into a weird position and just throw it towards the rim.
Yep. I was happy to see that the official didn't call a foul there and kind of bail out Southern Cayuga for taking that kind of crazy shot.
2:18 to go in the second quarter. Ball was rocked out of bounds and will stay with Oxford. And Oxford will get it into Barrows. Barrows at the top of the key will now find Ella Kelsey. Fires up a three. This is going to be wide to the left, and the Blackhawks cannot chase it down. Out of bounds to the Chiefs with 2:09 to go in the second quarter. And so the Chiefs will get it back in a 10-10 ball game. I think even the crowd is a little bit puzzled here by this low-scoring first half as both these teams continue to feel each other out.
But both teams have to be, like, happy. Hey, we're not scoring. The other team's not scoring either. We're still in the game. Southern Cayuga has 2 starters out with 3 fouls each, and they're tied.
Yeah, this is a tough spot for the Chiefs to be in with those starters in foul trouble. Southern Cayuga with the ball. They try to pass to the interior, and it's intercepted. Kelsey Jones there was able to jump into the passing lane and steal it. Ahead now for Barrows, for Naomi Smith. A good take to the rim. Foul's going to be on the floor on the Chiefs with 1:44 to go in the second quarter. Some other special sponsors tonight include Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, as well as Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport Center. Blackhawks get it in. They go to Barrows. Dribble drive into the paint, and this time Madeline does get the contact and will head to the line. Coach, as a player, in your playing days, you were a great shooter. If you were having an off night, was your game plan, much like Madeline is doing, to try to take it to the rim?
My coaches would have liked that, but I didn't really go inside that arc too much, so I'm not going to give out false information. I would keep firing away.
Shooter, shoot.
Yeah, shooter, shoot. So, yes. She's doing a good job of trying to create some offense by getting to the free throw line. Get to a spot where you can see the ball go through the basket. She just made that free throw, so hopefully she makes this one, and then she starts to gain some confidence, see the ball go in.
She missed the second one, but a rebound pops back out. She tries a three. That one won't go, and a foul is going to be here on Naomi Smith for a foul, as that outlet pass was going for Southern Cayuga.
And you asked me that question so quick there on the foul by Southern Cayuga, but that was the 4th on Emily Prince. So a starter for Southern Cayuga is on the bench already with 3. Now there's another one over there with 4.
And they've put Bennett back in here, Coach, late in the quarter, so she's going to have to be careful. Southern Cayuga with the basketball. They go to the high post. Passing one back out now for Bennett. Directing traffic with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. Chiefs with the ball, back to Bennett. She's got to save it near midcourt. Now lofts the pass into the far side corner. Chiefs with a shot. They leave it short, and Barrows with a rebound. Barrows back down the floor across midcourt. Madeline on the left side looking for some options here with 55 seconds to go in this second frame. Barrows to the interior. Little fadeaway shot on the baseline. No. Smith with a rebound. And Southern Cayuga will pull it back out with 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. Barrows now with a steal. Tries to go up for the layup, but it won't go down. And Barrows is obviously frustrated here.
Oh, you got 11 with her fourth.
Wow. Bennett picks up a fourth foul here. And Coach Heslop not happy here. As again, that is four fouls on two starters. Am I correct, Coach?
That's correct. Four on Bennett and four on Prince.
40 seconds to go here in this second quarter. 11-10 is our score. Bennett's going to have to come to the bench. A tough situation here for the Chiefs to be in. First shot for Barrows is up and good. She has five. So, Coach, who are our two players with the four fouls? Bennett?
Bennett and Prince.
And Prince.
And I would think, well, she's done a good job. I was going to say maybe I would think about getting Madeline out here, but I would say there's probably been three or four occasions where she could have picked up her third, but she's been very smart and kind of just backed off.
Oxford now leads 13-10. A pull-up here for the Chiefs is a miss, but Southern Cayuga is able to hold on to it. Then we have a kick at the foul line as they tried to dump one back out.
I thought it looked like Brozon came in from out of bounds.
I thought so, too.
Established first on the playing court and touched the ball. Coach Palmer asked about that, but the referee said that she did establish.
They're bringing Bennett back in now, Coach, with those four fouls.
That's awful risky.
With 20 seconds left.
Now she's on defense here. I'd go right at her. She can't foul you.
A steal here for Oxford. 12 seconds left. Barrows down the floor. Barrows is going to take it right into the teeth of the defense and puts it up. Boy, that was close. Bennett had her hand in there. With 5 seconds to go here, that could have been risky. And now she's going to come out.
Two times she could have been gone.
Boy, that would have been absolutely incredible if she had just fouled out with 5 seconds left.
And that's not in the game. That's in the half.
Oxford tosses it in, and a jumper is good for Carla Kelsey Jones, and that'll do it. Oxford leads 15-10 at the half. Both teams frustrated here offensively, and this has been hard here for both sides. And we should have an exciting second half coming up with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report in between. All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Our halftime score, 15-10. Oxford leading Southern Cayuga. And just to reiterate, that the Delhi girls are ahead 17-15 at the half over Moravia on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years...
Your Tri-County Sports Leader, WCDO.
Hey everybody, it's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Marabito has been a longtime sponsor here of our Halftime Report, and they've been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Well, we did the math, and the shooting in the first half, 13% for Oxford, 12% for Southern Cayuga, so that explains our halftime score of 15-10, with the Oxford girls leading Southern Cayuga. Scoring summary in the first half, 2 points apiece here for Southern Cayuga for Ellie Brozon, Charlie Bennett, Kennedy McCarthy, Cersei Perez, as well as Emily Prince. Prince and Bennett, two starters for Southern Cayuga, have four fouls each. On the other side for Oxford, 6 points for Madeline Barrows, Kyla Kelsey-Jones has 6 points, two for Abby Dens, and one for Ella Kelsey. We welcome in WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski. Hannah B., let's go with Madeline Barrows. Let's get the numbers on her in the first half.
She has 13 rebounds, which is crazy to have 13 in the first half.
Yeah, that's crazy, but it seems like every rebound is going right to her.
Exactly, and she's fighting even when there are multiple people in the area. She always seems to be the one that ends up with the ball.
How about Naomi Smith? Looks like she has a bunch as well.
She has five.
Anybody else standing out to you for Oxford Blackhawks?
Kyla Kelsey is doing a really good job of just being there for her team. She's got 4 rebounds, 1 steal, and she took a charge here on one of the starters for Southern Cayuga, which led her to getting 4 fouls, so they did a really good job of getting her on the bench.
The other side for the Chiefs, what's Charlie Bennett have?
7 rebounds and 2 steals.
All right, she's going to have to be careful with those 4 fouls. Anything else stand out to you on that side for Southern Cayuga?
Just the other one is Emily Prince, who's also the one on the bench with the 4 fouls, has 3 rebounds. Other than that, Southern Cayuga does a really good job of just staying balanced.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Hannah B., thank you as always. And we will give you those 2 scores again. Oxford leading in Southern Cayuga 15-10 here at the half in the Class D semifinal. And on the other side, we have the Delhi girls leading Moravia 17-15 at the break in the Class C game. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the start of the third quarter. And don't forget, we will have Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Worcester in our second game tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit Mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
Start of the third quarter here from SUNY Delhi, the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. And the Oxford girls are leading 15-10 over Southern Cayuga. And we're back underway in the third quarter. Again, 2 Southern Cayuga starters have 4 fouls apiece. How will that impact the game? This doesn't help. The Chiefs get a traveling violation on the first possession of the third quarter.
He didn't start, both of them. Number 15, Emily Prince, starts the half on the bench.
And so Oxford back down the floor. Madeline Barrows on the right side. It's again Oxford going right to left to start this third frame. Dishing one off. Barrows finding Smith. Missed it. Second chance here for Madeline. Up and good. And nice. That was a good-looking layup.
Yeah, nice pivot there. She kind of got the rebound with her back to the basket. did a reverse inside pivot, found the square on the backboard, and put the ball in.
17-10. Oxford girls on top. Bennett with a three from the left side. It's off the mark, and a rebound for Smith underneath. Barrows pushing it ahead. Floating one to the corner now for Ella Kelsey. Her drive is blocked. Kelsey gets it back and then muscles it up and in.
Good hustle there.
Ella Kelsey pushes the lead to the biggest it's been tonight. Oxford leading 19-10. 6:50 to go in the third quarter.
And that basket gets Prince off of the Southern Cuba bench waiting to check in.
Coach Heslop is going to have to roll the dice a little bit here, it looks like. Chiefs with the ball to the foul line. A jumper is wide right, and another rebound for Smith. She's been tremendous here on the glass. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Barrows, left side, dishing one off. Now back to the top of the key for Ella Kelsey. To the interior for Madeline Barrows. A turnaround fadeaway for Madeline is good. She puts it up and in, and Barrows now has 10 to make it 21-10. And a timeout's going to be taken here by Southern Cayuga. Three straight baskets to start the third quarter by Oxford. Timeout Chiefs. Oxford leads 21-10 on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
High School Sports on WCTO.
Out of the timeout, a big bucket here from Charlie Bennett. She's able to hit to make it 21-12 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Just a quick out-of-town update. Moravia leading Delhi 20-19, about 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third quarter out of TC3. And now a foul underneath. There's going to be a charge here, Coach.
Yes. Charge on number 10.
Ella Kelsey with the charge for Oxford. That's her first, so 5:50 to go in the third, 21-12 the score. And the Chiefs will bring it back down the floor. Going left to right, here's Brozon at midcourt. Steps to the interior, but a traveling violation here on Southern Cayuga. Thanks for listening online tonight as well on WCDOsports.com. It's all brought to you by SFCU. I know a bunch of people have told me they're at the TC3 game listening to us. So the best of both worlds for a lot of local fans. Oxford with the ball on the baseline. They try to punch one inside here for Barrows. And that one was threaded out of bounds by Southern Cayuga. It'll stay with Oxford. Oxford going back to the bench with Ava Benjamin here. She will come in for Tegan Van Warren. So Oxford will do the inbounding duties on the baseline. Blackhawks will get it in. They go to Barrows right side with 5.5 to go in the third. Barrows into the paint. The floater for Madeline won't go. Rebound put back up by Kelsey Jones, and she finishes. She's nice. Got eight.
Nice rebound and finish there.
Makes it 23-12 with 5:15 to go in the third. One of the biggest leads of the game here for Oxford. Southern Cayuga to the left side. A three here for the Chiefs. Was too spicy. It's offline, but a rebound here for Bennett. Bennett will pull it back out, reset the offense for Southern Cayuga. They've gone cold here tonight. A baseline drive for Brozon, hits the side of the rim, and then bounces into the hands of Naomi Smith. In transition, here's Barrows. Oxford has the ball. Barrows taking it right to the rim, works one back out. Kelsey Jones, the foul line jumper is good. She's into double figures with 10. And Oxford leads 25-12 with 4.5 to go in the third.
That was a nice pass by Barrow. She drew the defense and then found her open teammate.
Brozon is across midcourt. Here's Bennett into the paint. Tough little turnaround shot. No, she traveled. And the Chiefs, that's the kind of night it's been for Southern Cayuga. Coach, it's almost the opposite of the boys last night who could not miss.
Yeah, sometimes it's contagious. Like, you know, you get a couple guys that are starting to make shots, then everybody starts making them. And then there are other times where you can't buy a basket. and then it starts to trickle down into other players, and nobody can find the hoop for a basket.
Moravia girls have pushed their lead to 24-19 over Del High, with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter out of TC3. A long shot for Madeline Barrows rolls off the side of the rim, and it's no good. So Southern Cayuga will get it back with 4:10 to go in this third quarter. A big thank you to everybody out of TC3 helping to keep us updated. We've got several stringers out there helping us tonight. 4 minutes to go in the third, and it's 25-12. Oxford girls leading Southern Cayuga in the Section 4 Class D semifinals tonight. A little up and under here for the Chiefs. A good shot for Brozon, but it wouldn't go down. Ella Kelsey in transition. She's fouled on the right-handed layup. Can't get the shot to go, but she'll go to the line for two. With 3:45 to go in the third, Oxford leading 25-12. So the foul's going to be here on Alicia Aroney. And so Kelsey will head to the line here. And so far, Coach, Prince and Bennett have been able to stay out of foul trouble in this second half.
Yeah, there was that one sequence where Kyla Kelsey had the offensive putback for Oxford, and I saw Prince challenged her, but just kind of kept her hands straight up to not pick up that fifth foul, which is, you know, good because they want her out on the floor.
Ella Kelsey hits that shot, 1-for-2 at the line, and that makes it Oxford 26, Southern Cayuga 12, 3:45 to go in the third. The Chiefs will come across midcourt, and here is Ellie Brozon. Only 2 points so far in the quarter for Southern Cayuga. A pass to the near side, a three for the Chiefs. Can't hit. Rebound is passed back out for Bennett. She lost control of it, and a two-on-one if they can hurry. Here's Ella Kelsey, and she'll finish in transition. Kelsey now with 6 points, and Oxford makes it 28-12. With 3:20 to go in the third quarter, Blackhawks in control, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
Welcome back. The Oxford girls make it 28-12 over Southern Cayuga with 3:15 left in the third quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Monskowski with you here tonight. WCDO intern Hannah B. is here keeping stats for us. She's been very helpful throughout some of our big games this season. Of course, Hannah B. got to play against the Oxford Blackhawks here in sectionals. Now her season's done, and she's helping us out the rest of the way. 3:20 to go in the third. It's 28-12. Chiefs with the ball out of the timeout. Chance of defense from the Oxford student section. Southern Cayuga with the ball into the left corner as they go left to right. They're in the red with white trim. Bennett with a breakaway three here, and it's no good. An air ball out of bounds back to the Blackhawks.
I really think both teams are struggling with the three-point lines on the floor tonight. We have yet to see a three-pointer. I just feel like they see that white line and think, oh, that's the three-point line, and it's where they would normally shoot from, which is quite a distance in, and they just aren't finding the, I don't know if it's the depth perception in the back as well, but it just doesn't seem like we're having a lot of good outside shooting tonight.
Barrows rattling down the floor, takes it right to the rim and scores, and she has 12 points. That's a game high right now, and it's a 30-12 lead now for Oxford. They've taken over here in this third quarter. Pass to the interior and a foul by Barrows on a reach in with 2:45 to go in the third.
That's her third.
Yeah, so a third foul here on Barrows. What will Coach Palmer decide to do? Looks like he's keeping her in. Chiefs with the ball. They'll float it into Brozon on the right side. Brozon will back it out. And floating one into the corner. A three here for the Chiefs is up and good.
There it is.
Nora McCarthy hits the first three-pointer of the game here. Makes it 30-15. Barrows trying to answer with a three of her own. It's well short and off the front of the rim. But, I mean, she was probably a step or two behind the college line there, Coach.
Yeah, she has that range, but she just doesn't seem to be shooting it well from the perimeter tonight. But it seems like everybody's not shooting it well.
Brozon with a miss. A rebound for Oxford. In transition, a block by Southern Cayuga, but it's kept in by Oxford. Smith to Ella Kelsey with a drive. Now back out to Smith. And a charge on Naomi Smith will give it back to the Chiefs. And Southern Cayuga getting a little momentum here.
And that's Smith's third.
So Oxford now in a little bit of foul trouble, not too much, with 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Out-of-town score update. Moravia leading a 29-21 over Delhi. Natalie Vrendenberg has 10 points for the Delhi Bulldogs to lead the way. That's in the Class C semifinals out at TC3 tonight. Southern Cayuga with the ball, a jumper in the corner. Can't find the mark, and a rebound for Oxford. Outlet pass ahead is over everybody's outstretched arms, and Oxford can't track that down. So it's going to go back to Southern Cayuga. Coach, can you explain the three lines on the court tonight? Because I think some people might not know.
Okay, so you have the traditional high school three-point line. That's the one that's closest to the basket. Then you have the next three-point line, which was the NCAA women's three-point line last year. But they have since gone to the same one as the men's, which is the white three-point line on the court. And as we're talking about threes, Ellie Brozon from Southern Cayuga hits their second three to pull them back within 12.
Makes it 30-18 with 1:10 to go here in the third. A drive for Ella Kelsey. Her shot is good. And count the bucket for Ella Kelsey. And she's going to go to the line.
No, I think they called it on the floor.
Oh, they are calling it on the floor. They're waving it off here. 1:10 to go in the third. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. We got to give a shout-out to the Oxford legend, Mike Christie, listening tonight. Sent me a text, said to say hello, Coach.
Excellent. Mike Christie.
We were telling some Mike Christie stories last night off the air. We'll have to tell him about it sometime. Ella Kelsey, a straightaway three here. No, wide to the right, and a rebound for Southern Cayuga. Stripped of the ball by Barrows, and Oxford comes away with it. Madeline on the right side again as Oxford goes right to left. Barrows will dish one off, lost control of it, and we're going to have a whistle out near midcourt as it looks like Brozon is a little shaken up here for the Chiefs.
Well those Mike Christie stories were from the good old days at Hartwick summer basketball camp.
That ought to give him a few clues right there.
Yeah.
Well, of course, Coach Christie coaching Norwich football now. We've had him on the Nate Law podcast, a great guy for local sports.
Great athlete at Oxford.
So Brozon will head over to the bench, and Southern Cayuga will have the ball with 45 seconds to go in this third quarter. Again, Oxford leading 30-18. Southern Cayuga has it. Here's Charlie Bennett dishing one back to the near side. Chiefs trying to get a shot off, and they do. They hit there with Arona. Chiefs still in this ball game, only down 10 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Barrows trying to answer here for the Blackhawks. She's stripped by Bennett, who's played this whole third quarter with four fouls for Southern Cayuga. Left side for Bennett. A pull-up jumper for her. No. Rebound is scooped up by Oxford. 12 seconds left, third quarter. Now down to 10. Barrows to midcourt. She can play for the final shot. Barrows dishes one off to Man Warren. She's blocked. It goes back to Barrows. A shot at the buzzer here is off the mark. Three quarters in the books. Oxford leads 30-20 over Southern Cayuga, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. 300 Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation.
Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Start of the fourth quarter, and the Oxford girls lead 30-20. Coach, if you have a second here, when we get a little breather, tell us a key for Oxford to try to finish this off here, as Barrows will have it in the paint, and will dish into the corner now. A long two here for Oxford is good from Man Warren.
I think the key for Oxford is to play good, solid defense, to not give Southern Cougar any second-chance opportunities on the offensive end, limit the three-pointers, and take care of the basketball.
Chiefs with the ball, trying to make a desperate comeback. Can they get the three-pointers going? This one skims the rim and rolls out of bounds. Off the mark. Just want to give a shout-out, too, to the Beckwith family listening tonight on WCDO. Always glad to have our Oxford faithful listening in. 7:20 to go in the fourth, and Oxford leading 32-20. Blackhawks with the ball as they go right to left. They're in the white with the red and black trim. Ella Kelsey into the paint, and she's fouled at the left low block and will head to the line. Last check that we had, it is Moravia girls leading Delhi 31-21 with 5:20 to go in that contest. So another low-scoring affair in the Class C games, Coach.
Yeah, sometimes in these sectional games, just the nerves get to the players, and it's just, you know, a different atmosphere, maybe a bigger court, maybe the background for the shooting is a little different. So,
I have a question coming in from a listener here in a minute, Coach. As Ella Kelsey rolls this one off, goes 0-for-2 at the line. Oxford with a rebound, and it's going to roll out of bounds and go back to the Chiefs. The question is, Oxford's been scoring a lot of points. They put up 77 in a first-round win. What would you say is the difference here tonight, only having 32 at this point?
I would say they shot the ball exceptionally well when they scored 77 in the opening round contest. It was against GMU, so I was there. And they had multiple players step up and make perimeter shots. And they also were able to get out and transition a little more than they have tonight and finish in transition. So they just haven't shot the ball as well from the perimeter, and Southern Cayuga has done a good job of limiting their open court opportunity.
Bennett's able to put a two-pointer up and good from the right low block. That cuts it to 32-22. Oxford leading with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Ella Kelsey drives to the hoop, missed the shot, rebound for the Chiefs. And again, the Chiefs have had two players with four fouls playing this whole second half. They've rolled the dice, and so far it's paid off, but they're trying to chip their way back in. Chiefs with the ball. They go to the interior. A turnaround shot. No, they decided not to shoot. Instead, they go to Brozon, who's back in. Left side three. An air ball is brought down again by Southern Cayuga. They keep it in play. 10 on the shot clock. A little layup here from the right side. Also rolls off the front of the rim. Ball again on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it here. And let's see what the call is.
I think he's going to give timeout to Southern Cayuga.
Timeout for the Chiefs. 6:15 to go in the fourth. Oxford leading 32-22, and we'll be back on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
And Welcome back out of the timeout. Chiefs with the ball, and they're going to turn it over here with a double dribble. Coach, you had some more stats on Oxford there.
Just the last, when they scored the 77 points in the opening round contest, they had several players make three-pointers, and they don't have a three-pointer tonight. So it's just a credit to them that they're finding a way to get the ball in the basket here when they're struggling shooting the ball from the perimeter.
Barrows is able to take it to the rim and finish with a left-handed layup, increasing the Oxford lead to 34-22 with just under 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter.
So again, the key here in the last 6 minutes is don't allow Southern Cayuga to make three. Give them one shot each possession and don't turn the ball over when you have it on offense.
Southern Cayuga with the ball on the left side, going left to right. They'll work one into the corner for Bennett, who's playing with those four fouls. Has to shovel one back to the top of the key for Brozon. Brozon floating one to the right side. Now for McCarthy. They're going to throw it out of bounds, and it's back to the Blackhawks. Just an update that Moravia leads Delhi 31-21. About 5 minutes left in that game. Biggest lead of the game for the Blue Devils there.
It's almost the same score that we have.
Unitico Union Springs will be playing at 7:45 in the second game there. And we'll have Worcester and Cherry Valley Springfield here with about a 7:45 tip as well. Kelsey tried to take it to the line and was fouled. And Ella Kelsey will be stepping to the line. And I've been so impressed with Ella this year. Kind of the Robin to Madeline Barrows being Batman on this team.
Yeah, she impressed me a lot in the other sectional game, in the game that I went and scouted Oxford. She really has a lot of speed and quickness. She can make a perimeter shot, but she's fearless driving to the ball to the basket.
Ella Kelsey makes the first shot. She now has 7 points. And Oxford leads 35-22, about 5.5 to go here at SUNY Delhi. And the second shot rattles in and out, and a rebound for Bennett, who has really played hard here in the second half for the Chiefs. Bennett down the floor will pull it back out. Bennett to the interior, a pull-up jumper for her. Rattles in and out, too spicy. Rebound on the floor, going to have a jump ball. It's going to stay with the Chiefs. 35-25 now with 3.5 to go between Moravia and Delhi. Moravia in the lead. And it's 35-22 here for Oxford. Oxford leading the Southern Cayuga Chiefs. And so Southern Cayuga will work it into the left side. Bennett floating one across. A three for the Chiefs. That looks good and is good. A huge three there for Nora McCarthy. That makes it 35-25 with 5 minutes left on the clock here. Now a steal by the Chiefs at midcourt. Right back to McCarthy. Down the right side, shielding herself. And then a foul, a reach-in on Man Warren. With 4:49 to go here in the fourth. Chiefs still have some time here, Coach. I always consider the 10-point lead to be one of the most dangerous leads in basketball.
Yeah, and I mean, they just did two things that we said they couldn't do. They gave up a three, and then they immediately came down and turned it over and gave the ball right back to Southern Cayuga. But they returned the favor and give it back to Oxford.
Brozon lost the handle, and Oxford will steal it away with Maddie Barrows, who has 14 points and a whole mess of rebounds as well. Barrows into the paint, will kick one back out. A straightaway jumper here is too strong. Rebound for the Chiefs. A high arcing pass down the floor for Brozon, who stops and pops, and this one is off the back of the rim. Bennett with a rebound. Oh, she can't flush it in. Second chance for Bennett. Missed that one long and then tracks down the rebound. Boy, she's working hard. Bennett with a third chance, and this time she scores. Impressive play by Charlie Bennett, and she's got 8 points. And boy, Brozon and Bennett are both pretty much limping up and down the floor right now for the Chiefs, Coach, with 4 minutes to go. They're banged up.
But they got it under 10.
Barrows tries a three of her own. That one is off the side of the rim, and Bennett with a rebound. Fighting her way back down.
Look to take a charge.
Bennett to the interior. The pull-up jumper, no. Rebound is scooped up by Smith. Oxford tried to take that charge you wanted there, but they weren't able to get it. And now we'll have a foul, I believe, on the Chiefs here, yes.
And I think it's going to be on 15, and that's going to be all for Emily Prince.
So that'll be the fifth on Prince. Oxford wants a timeout. 3:40 to go. It's 35-27. Oxford on top of Southern Cayuga. We'll be back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction,
along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
High School Sports on WCTO.
Welcome back. The two games we're watching right now have the same score. A little bit different time on the clock, but Moravia leads Delhi with about 2 minutes to go, 35-27. And here with about three and a half to go, Oxford leads Southern Cayuga. What are the chances of that? Both with the same score. Oxford with the basketball. Madeline Barrows will pull it back out, setting up the offense. A screen here gets Barrows to the right side. A pass to the interior and a foul on Southern Cayuga. Fouls on Kennedy McCarthy.
I'd like to see Oxford here either have Madeline driving to the basket or have her post up inside.
All right, 3:20 to go in the fourth. Oxford will look to get it in, and they do. They find Jones underneath, and she scores. Huge bucket there.
Nice pass from out of bounds by Manware.
Makes it 37-27 with 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. So the Chiefs have one last gasp to try to work their way back in. Now a steal by Barrows. She tries to deny it. Barrows takes her time, walking it down the floor. Just a reminder that we will keep it right here after the final whistle to do our three awards before we take a break between the two games. Oxford trying to find their way to the sectional championship game. Smith to the far side, working one back out. They try to go to Barrows on the interior. She lost the handle. Southern Cayuga will come away.
No threes here.
Bennett back across midcourt for the Chiefs. Bennett with a drive to the right side in front of her own bench as the Chiefs go left to right. They work it out. Brozon for a three. No, buckled off the left side of the rim. A rebound is chased down by Barrows, who was pushed out of bounds, and a foul.
That's it for Bennett.
Oh, that's it for Charlie Bennett. A tough night for her. She'll foul out with 8 points. You got to feel for her because she really did work hard tonight, Coach.
Yes, not only that, but now that's the fifth team foul. So Madeline will go to the line to shoot two.
So Oxford leads 37-27 with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. And Barrows will settle in at the line. Trying to help Oxford put the icing on the cake here. And the first shot for Madeline is off the mark. She has 14 points tonight, but she's really had to work for them. And I'm counting 16 rebounds for Madeline right now as well. Second shot at the line is good. 15 for Barrows. And Oxford leads 38-27 with 2:20 to go in the fourth. Chiefs with the ball to the right side. A long two here, maybe a three. Foot was probably on the line for the Chiefs. Won't go down. Pulling it back out for Southern Cayuga and a reach-in foul here on Oxford with 2:11 to go on Ella Kelsey.
First second.
So again, Oxford leading 38-27. Section 4, Class D girls basketball semifinals tonight here from SUNY Delhi. Chiefs will work it in. A double team. Goes to Brozon as they pass it off. Brozon a little up and under, an impossible angle, and she scores. Timeout's going to be taken by Southern Cayuga. With 2:03 left, it's Oxford leading 38-29, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
High School Sports on WCTO.
2:03 to go here in the fourth, and it's 38-29. Oxford with the basketball. Barrows has it, walking it down the floor. And to the left side they go.
Now you got to run time and score here. Time, score, and situation.
Barrows to the top of the key, shovels one to the left side, now gets it back from Kelsey Jones. And to the right side for Barrows. Into the corner. Man Warren, pull-up jumper.
Pull it out.
No, Smith gets it back for Kelsey. Kelsey will go back
Good
to the
decision.
Top of the key for Barrows here. Smart
Good
move.
Decision.
Barrows up near midcourt with 90 seconds left. Barrows trying to extend her senior season. One more game. Barrows again pulling it out, dribbling off as much time as she can, and finally a foul with 1:19 left by the Chiefs. They were trying to hold on as long as they could, hoping for a steal.
I think they were fortunate there. I mean, I know they're trying to foul in the situation, but they were fortunate there to not get, like, an intentional foul because there was no effort to get the ball. It was just a shove.
And so this will send Madeline Barrows to the line. We do have a final score on the Delhi game. As Barrows hits the first one, she has 16. Moravia advances the 3 seed, beats the 17 seed 39-30. So the Delhi girls fall to Moravia as Barrows makes the second shot here. So the Delhi girls are done for the season, but what a run as the 7 seed. Oxford leads here 40-29. Ball is on the floor. Oxford tying it up. A jump ball is going to give it back to the Blackhawks. Great hustle there by Naomi Smith.
So just to explain the time, score, and situation, right now you have Oxford up by 11. So it's more important for them to maintain possession of the ball and run the clock. The clock is their friend. If they have the ball and the clock is expiring, Southern Cayuga can't score. So on the last possession, when Oxford took a shot and it hit the rim, you might think, oh, gee, they got the rebound there close to the basket. They should put it back up. But by pulling it out, you forced Southern Cayuga to then foul and send you to the line.
So this is going to send Madeline Barrows to the line here, Coach, to try to continue to put the icing on, and she hits the first. She's got 18. And again, a 39-30 victory for Moravia over Delhi. Barrows misses the second shot. Southern Cayuga with a rebound. Outlet here to Nora McCarthy, who has some clutch threes here in the second half, but it hasn't been enough. Pass to the interior for the Chiefs. No, and another rebound for Madeline Barrows. She has been tremendous. And Barrows is fouled in the backcourt here with 44 seconds left, and she'll step back to the line.
Again, there was no attempt there to go for the ball. I've never understood that. That should be a flagrant. Not a flagrant, but an intentional foul, I should say.
So this will be Barrows back to the line here. Settling in, and her first shot is up and good.
She needs to stay at the line. The last time she was at the line, the second one, she kind of left a little too early. Didn't hold her follow through. Much better.
20 now for Madeline Barrows to make it 43-29 with 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Brozon back down the floor. Chiefs with one last gasp. A pull-up jumper rolls out. Chiefs with a rebound. They put it up. Second chance also won't go. A third chance for the Chiefs is finally up and good for Cersei Perez. And now a timeout's going to be taken by Southern Cayuga with 25 seconds left in a 43-31 ball game. Want to recognize some more of our special sponsors here tonight, including the Bassett Healthcare Network, Gallery 321 of Oxford, Canal Street Hardware in Oxford, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, and Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford. Can't say thanks enough to the Oxford community who has stepped up to help us bring you this game here tonight and possibly the Section 4 championship game, which right now is set for Saturday. We'll see what the weather brings and what the backup plan might be, but it could be Oxford facing off against the winner of Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Worcester. You excited for the second game here tonight, Coach?
Yeah, it's going to be a matchup of two Tri-Valley teams. They played once already. I believe Cherry Valley Springfield won by about 8, and it was at Worcester.
At Worcester, yes.
So, interesting rematch. I think a lot of people thought that we might get that rematch in the Tri-Valley League Championship, but Lawrence was able to knock off Worcester. So, excited for that matchup this evening.
Southern Cayuga with a foul as Madeline Barrows is able to get that ball. Southern Cayuga couldn't deny her from getting it on the inbound, so it sends Barrows right back to the line. She's got a double-double tonight, and this will help her add to her point total. So Madeline with 20 points. Settling in here for the Oxford Blackhawks as they lead 43-31. Barrows' first shot at the line is up and good. Second shot coming here for Barrows, and that is off the mark, a rebound.
No foul.
And the Chiefs bring it back down the floor. Three ball to the right side is up and good for Arona. She's able to hit that. 44-34, now an intentional foul here on Southern Cayuga, coach. And the fans are not pleased with the call here.
They've done it four times. I don't understand what they're unhappy about. You can't shove with two hands and not make an attempt to go for the ball. That's an intentional foul.
What do you like to tell your players in a situation like you're supposed to grab on?
You have to make an attempt to go for the ball. So reach in, get your hand in front of the player where the ball is located. You have to make an attempt for the ball.
Barrows to the line, makes the first one.
I don't know, she missed, I think.
Hit that one.
She did miss the first. She went one of two.
One of two. So she hits that. 22 points now. And it's 45-34. Oxford on top, looking to put the finishing touches on this. Barrows in the backcourt is fouled with 11 seconds left. And Barrows will send right back to the line here. Barrows is going to settle in here at the line as the Oxford girls will go back. I shouldn't say go back. They'll be headed to the Section 4 Class D girls basketball championship game on Saturday. Barrows gets the first one. 23 now for Barrows. Madeline settling in for the second one and hits it. 24 for Barrows. And it's 47-34. Chiefs with the ball. Brozon to the left side. Comes across midcourt. Ball is tipped. Chiefs with a shot here at the buzzer. No good. And that'll do it. 47-34. Oxford advances. And they will head to the Section 4 Class D girls basketball championship game on Saturday. Coach, let's go through our three awards and our final scoring summary here before we take a break before game two. For Southern Cayuga, 8 points for Charlie Bennett, 7 for Ellie Brozon, 6 for Nora McCarthy, 5 for Alicia Arona, 4 for Cersei Perez, 2 apiece for Kennedy McCarthy and Emily Prince. On the other side, Madeline Barrows with 24, 12 for Kyla Kelsey Jones, 7 for Ella Kelsey, and then 2 apiece for Abby Denz and Tegan Manwarren. And we'll see what Barrows ended up with. 17 rebounds, 10 steals, 3 assists. Pretty unbelievable tonight here for Madeline Barrows. Let's go through our three awards here now, Coach, to wrap up tonight's broadcast, starting with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. You know, you could also give her the all-purpose, but let's go 24 points, Madeline Barrows, for the Outstanding Offense Award tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I think you also could have given her the Defense Award. She certainly did a phenomenal job cleaning the defensive glass tonight. She's a really, really good shooter. She maybe didn't show that tonight from the perimeter, but she found a way to get to the free throw line and to drive to the basket and score. So very, very impressive performance by Madeline. Hats off to her.
Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local team success this season. I think I'd like to go with Kyla Kelsey-Jones here. 12 points for her. She was all over the place and really was another rock-steady player.
Yeah, she came up with some really big baskets at key points in the game for Oxford tonight when the score was kind of back and forth and close. So I agree with that. She did a nice job.
Lastly tonight, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. And just for you, any Southern Cayuga fans, when we do a game with a team from out of the area, we will do all three awards for our local team. So we'll give the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO, to Ella Kelsey here. ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area, and ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this fourth season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Yeah, we'll give this one to Ella. Again, as you said, she really helps make the Blackhawks go.
Yeah, she handles the ball, gets out in transition. She's not afraid to shoot from the perimeter, has a decent shot, and is fearless driving to the basket. So hats off to her, and good luck to the Blackhawks on Saturday. And congratulations to Southern Cayuga on a fantastic season to finish where they did and to make it to the sectional semifinals. Always an accomplishment, so we tip our hats to them.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Worcester in the nightcap here in the Section 4 Class D girls basketball semifinals. For Greg Monskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. See you in a few minutes on WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Moving forwards, using all.